Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Agnition. And today we're going to be joined by the driver of the number 16 modified, Tim Canton. We're also going to hear from Ryan Ayers from Foamcraft Packaging, Bob Baker from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Tony Veneziano from SLS Promotions, and our old friend Speed from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsors.
This fall, experience the suspense as heroes clash metal to metal with heartbreak. Get lost in a drama without the predictable ending. No sappy romance, no special effects. Just one adrenaline-filled day where pure speed drives the plot. Coming soon to a track near you. The Hollywood Casino 400 Playoff Elimination Race. Only at Kansas Speedway, October 21st. Tickets at kansasspeedway.com. Rated U for unexpected.
I know you can make it. I guarantee you can make it. Hold it wide open. Full commitment. You got this.
Hey guys, Travis Pastrana here. Nitro Circus is finally turning me loose. I'm throwing my biggest, best, craziest, worst ideas, including brand new ramps, into one insane two-hour show. It's called You Got This. Be sure to come check us out, Minneapolis. I mean, what's the worst that could happen, right?
Coming to Target Center on Wednesday, October 3rd. Tickets on sale now at AXS.com.
The Clay County Fair Sprint Car Triple Header is coming to Clay County Fair Speedway in Spencer, Iowa on Friday, September 14th. As part of the fair, three divisions of sprint cars will be featured, including bumper-to-bumper, IRA Outlaw Sprint Cars, 360 Wing Sprint Cars, and non-wing sprint cars. Three complete race programs will be run for all three divisions. Hot laps start at 6:30 p.m. with racing at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are just $25 for adults and $10 for children 12 and under. For ticket information, visit claycountyfair.com.
Got an old motorcycle that's taking up space? Time to turn that bike into cash. Motorcycles Wanted. We buy 1970s Japanese bikes and British bikes, running bikes, non-running bikes, dirt bikes, and street bikes. Call today, 612-720-2142. That's 612-720-2142.
International Steel Erectors are the best.
Yeah, I agree. We are the best.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Here at your local family-owned International Steel Erectors, we have the grain system that'll work for you.
ISE is your authorized dealer for MFS grain bins.
ISE also carries grain handler dryers made right here in Minnesota.
And if you are looking for a quality steel frame building, my dad also sells and installs quality Star and Sentinel buildings.
Now, with two locations to serve you even better, see internationalsteelerectors.com.
ISE is the place to be.
And now a word from our title sponsors of The Dirt Show, The Dirt Experts, Agnition.
Farmers, get your soil started with Generate from Agnition. Generate is a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates native microbes to liberate nutrients that drive soil and plant health. Click on our ad on the Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
Hey. This is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by modified driver Tim Canton, number 16. And Tim, Milan, Minnesota. What a cool little town. Me and Lynn Kettleson were through there one time for lunch in your area. And when somebody says, where do you live, how do you explain Milan, Minnesota?
Pretty much the middle of nowhere. There's not a whole lot around, but it's a fun little community.
It is a fun little community. We ended up at your little restaurant there, and we asked, what's for lunch? Hot beef commercial, and it was on our table in about 2 minutes.
Yep. You tell people by Milan, and they don't really know where the heck it is, so you have to go to Wilmer pretty much, which is 45 minutes away.
Tim, you are a farmer. Tell us about your farm. And also some of the businesses that you work with through farming are also on your race car.
Yeah, we farm, my dad and my brother, we all farm together on the family farm. We grow corn, soybeans, and sugar beets. And then we also have a custom manure hauling business of turkey litter that we custom haul and apply on the field for fertilizer. And a lot of my sponsorship comes from people we do business with. I got a lot of seed companies on the car and chemical companies and some implement companies on the side of the car too, which helped me out.
And I'm sure over the years some of those guys have become fans through you and come out to watch you race.
Yep, quite a few of them actually come to the races pretty regularly.
Each region I go to, whether it's Algona, Iowa, and they're talking about Jim Edgington or Les Wilden, or you go out to Jackson and it's Jack McCorkle and Doug Wolfgang, or you go over to Fountain City, Wisconsin, and it's Elmer Duhlman or Leroy Sharkey. Every region seems to have their area racing legends. Who are the area racing legends that you grew up hearing about?
Oh, I'd say the top one would be Scott Tofty over in Madison. He's won just about everything out this way. The other one that comes to the top of my head is Roger Cannon out of Wilmer. He also, which I know them both personally real well.
How did you get involved in racing, and did you jump directly into a modified?
My dad started racing way back before I was even born, and he got out of it for a little while, and then we got in the go-karts, and then we were in them for a while, and when I was 16, I jumped into a Mod 4 and ran that for a few years. Then we got into the modified 5 years ago.
Where is the nearest karting track to where you live? Because those are great feeder programs for racing.
Alexandria is where we went, and there's also another one in Atwater.
Fiesta City Speedway on Friday night in Montevideo, Minnesota looks like a great place to race with a lot of super race fans.
Yep, it is that's probably one of my favorite tracks to go to. It's close to home. Seems like we always run pretty well there, and they always have a great crowd of people on hand.
If you were going to explain the racing surface to somebody, what is it like?
It's got pretty long straightaways with a little bit tighter corners, but it's got some pretty good banking, and it likes to slick off pretty good. So you can run the way around the berm or right around the tires normally.
They also have Jam the Stands Night at Fiesta City Speedway. I like those events because I think it's a great way to get brand new race fans out to the track that might not normally come if it wasn't free, and hopefully they like what they see enough so they start coming back.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people that have been first-time fans going to the races for those Jam the Stand Nights, and a lot of them do come back because they like it so much.
You also ran River City Speedway in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and I had a chance to go to that track and check it out, and that looks like a great little bull ring to race a modified in.
Yeah, that is a really fun track. You have to get up on the wheel and wheel it around there because it's normally pretty fast. And there's a lot of banking, and you can pass a lot of cars. We've started deep in the field and been up in front of it by the end, so if you got the right setup, you can really move up there.
It seems like your whole family is very supportive of your racing career. Even your grandma is a big fan.
Yep, my grandma and grandpa, they're huge fans. They've actually helped me quite a bit back when my grandpa was alive. He's bought me some nice safety equipment, bought me a Randy LaJoy seat that has come in really handy a few times. And then my wife, she's been real supportive. Even though we just had twins August 11th, she still comes to the races with them and stuff. Pretty cool.
That is really cool that your grandpa's thinking about your safety first.
Yeah, that is.
What is the biggest difference going from a Mod 4 to a regular Mod? What was the biggest difference that you noticed in the two cars?
Mod 4 was a lot quicker. The Mod weighs twice as much, just about. So it's a little more forgiving, I think, than a Mod 4 is. But the power is a lot more in the modified.
Everywhere we go that they run the Mod 4s, I just love that sound of those motors.
Yeah, you lined them up pretty good. When we ran ours, we were regularly over 8,000 RPM on it. So they just fly. A lot of nights, they're just as quick as the B-Mods.
You are the 2017 Madison Speedway track champion. What is your most memorable race at Madison Speedway during last season?
Well, there's quite a few of them, actually. Probably there's a couple of them that were my favorite, but I love running the high line right against the wall over there. And we started ninth a few times and were able to ride the wall the whole way around everybody and get the win. So I'd say those are probably I did that twice, and those are probably my two favorite nights over there.
So you love being a rim rider?
on Madison is about the only place. Everywhere else, I'm normally around the tires.
Last September, you and your wife ran 6 tracks in 6 days. What was that whole experience like, being out on the road?
Well, that was pretty fun. It was just me and her and a couple of friends, and we had a blast. And last year was rolling pretty good, so we ran good everywhere we went. And it was just a fun experience.
Viking Speedway is another track that you have run. Is that the biggest track you've ever raced on? And what are the speeds like there? Because I actually heard drivers feel like you get butterflies in your stomach because the car's lifting going down the backstretch if you hit a little bump.
Yeah, it's by far the biggest track we've been at. And you do get flying pretty good up there, especially before they reworked it a little bit. I think it was 2 years ago they reworked it a little bit. And if you're going down the backstretch and dump her off the back a little bit, you definitely feel the car getting up a little bit.
Your wife wanted a picture in Victory Lane this season when she was pregnant with your new twin boys, and you made that dream come true. Talk about that night.
Yeah, I was kind of pretty close. We weren't quite having the year that we wanted to have compared to the last couple of years, so we were struggling a little bit, but we were able to start close to the front and then able to hold on to the rest of the race for it. It was kind of a big relief for me anyway to get that out of the way.
You also have a very famous dog who got his picture in Speedway Illustrated.
Yep, Finch. He's a mini Australian Shepherd. He pretty much goes every single race with us.
And he sounds like he likes to run around the track and beg everybody for a hot dog or a treat.
Yeah, he likes the food. Wherever there's food, he becomes your best friend.
And it also sounds like if your wife had her choice, you'd have about 20 dogs at home.
Yeah, we only have 2, so I've kind of kept a limit on that, but she would love to have more.
The September crash last season, talk about how that all happened and came about, and how did it all come out? That had to be a low point for you last season.
Yeah, that was right before we went out to the Soda 100, and the car was running just absolutely awesome, and started 9th, and we were up in the 2nd, trying to pass the lead on a wide-open track, and a lap car ended up stalling out on the front stretch, and I was right behind the leader pretty much on his bumper, and I pulled out to pass him, and the lap car was there, and I didn't even see him, and we hit him wide open, and it destroyed the car pretty good, and the car ended up in flames, and it was a pretty wild ride.
I actually have a picture of that car, and I have never quite seen a modified destroyed that bad. It looks like the carburetor was literally sheared off the top of the motor.
Yep, the carburetor was gone, the distributor was gone. One of the valve cuffers was gone. We still haven't found it yet. I don't know where that ended up even. Broke the one head, broke all the rockers, bent all the valves off. It was quite something.
How were you after that impact?
I was fine. I got good safety equipment with my grandpa. Bought me that LaJoy seat, and I wear Hans and everything else. We were a little sore, but we were fine.
Grandpa was looking out for you.
Yeah, that's for sure.
The twin boys, that had to be a high point to your life for a dad.
Yeah, that was for sure. They actually came 6 days earlier than they were supposed to. So we were actually getting ready to go to Madison Speedway racing that night, and they decided to come early, so off to the hospital we went.
Now, you do know that's going to be expensive, correct, when they both want modifieds?
Yeah, I'm kind of dreading that day a little bit.
You were also brave enough to take both of the little twin boys to the Minnesota Fair. Now, that takes some guts.
Yeah, I've never missed a fair in my life. My whole family's a whole bunch of fair junkies. And I told my wife we couldn't miss the first year with them, so I talked her into going. So she was a little leery about going, but it all worked out.
You know, the Minnesota Fair just is different now without racing anymore. I mean, I went up there to see the racing museum or go back into the Heritage Halls area and see all the old vintage IMCA cars or the old tractors and look at some of the pictures of the racetrack in Speedy's garage, and all of that stuff is gone now, and without the track running, it just kind of lost its luster for me.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing they decided to not run cars there anymore, and they took all that stuff out. I went up there every year and looked at that stuff at the fair.
With the two twin boys now, what are your plans for the fall? What specials are you planning on running?
We're going to probably take it easy here. We'll hit up Madison's two-day lose the Matt Down show, and we might go over and to Wilmer for that Charlie Nelson Memorial race, the two end-of-the-year specials I'm looking at going to.
What is it looking like for harvest time for you?
We were actually supposed to start harvesting beets Thursday and Friday for beet opening, but they pushed it back to the week after, and hoping to maybe get on some corn the last week of September. We'll see how things go drying down here. We've got a lot of rain lately.
Tim, good luck with the fall harvest. Good luck with the fall specials. And good luck with the boys. I'll be watching for them in some of the go-kart track standings real soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Napa Know How.
Peak Long Life Antifreeze is just $8.99 plus a $5 mail-in rebate. It keeps your engine the right temperature, no matter how hot or cold it gets, so you can be ready for whatever crazy cold, crazy hot, or crazy whatever weather fall has in store. That's Peak Antifreeze, just $8.99 plus $5 rebate. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 9/30/18.
When you have an accident, you want someone with experience to fix your vehicle.
Bob from Midwest Collision in Faribault has spent his entire adult life servicing and repairing damaged vehicles. Midwest Collision takes care of everything from dealing with the insurance claims, providing you with a quality loaner vehicle, and repairing your damaged vehicle to meet or exceed your expectations. He's helped me, and I know he can help you too. Contact Bob at Midwest Collision in Faribault at 332-2434. Your experience, worry-free, hassle-free body shop.
Speed the Sauce Man here. Be smart and check the label before you put barbecue sauce in your grocery cart. Make the health-conscious choice and choose Cookies barbecue sauce with 5 distinct flavors. Our sauces are gluten-free with no MSG and no fish allergen. We use corn syrup instead of high-fructose corn syrup. Cookies always enhances your favorite cuts of meat or main dishes. Make sure the Cookies label is sitting on your table. Be smart before you put it in your cart.
Cookies is the one.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna, licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor. Major Tough.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and I am joined by Ryan Ayers from Foam Craft Packaging and Albert Lee Crating. Ryan, you just returned from a trip to Ireland. We were talking off the air about driving on the other side of the road and then having to figure out how to shift left-handed. I think that would throw a lot of the racers out there for a loop.
Yeah, it was fun. Luckily, the pedals weren't backwards, because that would have really made it very difficult. But once I got used to shifting with the other hand and driving on the other side of the road, some of those roads are really narrow. And if you ever watch the rally cars, you know, flying up over hills and around curves, that's what it really felt like. I got used to it and had a little fun with it.
One thing the dirt track guys don't have to worry about is flying around a blind curve and a herd of sheep going across.
Nope, that actually did happen. So come up on some sheep and had to wait for them to cross the road.
And yes, I did say Foam Craft Packaging and Albert Lee Crating. You now have two locations, one here in Owatonna and one in Albert Lee. When and how did this all come about?
A little over a year ago, we were approached by the owner of Albert Lee Crating, who had a friendship with the owner, Bob Ayers, for quite a while. They'd known each other, and it was just time for him to retire, and he wanted to sell his business to a company that he knew would take care of his customers as well as he did, and there was no hesitation to call Foamcraft first and have Foamcraft take over and be able to service his customers just as well as he did.
Business is really about relationships, isn't it?
It definitely is about relationships, especially with what we do. Our customers really depend on us to have that relationship of being able to take care of them, because we are the very end of the line of their product being done and being ready to ship out, and it needs to get out and it needs to be protected, right? So they can get the stuff to their customers and take care of their customers.
It sounds like at the new location in Albert Lea, it is geared more towards the wood packaging side of things.
Albert Lea Crating really was more wood packaging when we purchased them, but we are working hard to be able to expand what kind of services that we offer down there. We're starting to also provide foam solutions along with something kind of new to us that we're taking on is doing kitting, being able to make corrugated displays, you know, working with corrugators, adding foam into boxes or, you know, anything like that, being able to glue things up. And we've invested in some equipment to be able to do that.
So would that be like the displays when you walk into a Lowe's or a Menards, the end caps where they display their products that are for sale?
Exactly. The corrugators will print and cut the stuff out, and what we're doing is gluing pieces together and folding things together and gluing on clips, and so it's all flat when it goes to the customer, and then they're able to put it all together because everything's already glued together, and they just clip it together because the stuff is already there to make it easy for them.
Touring your plant in Owatonna with more of the woodworking in Albert Lea, are you moving some of the equipment from the plant in Owatonna to Albert Lea, or are you just getting new equipment or using what they have down there?
Since we're both under the same umbrella, we've had a partnership working back and forth to complement each other. We have not moved any equipment. What we've been doing is, as we see needs, we have purchased equipment for Albert Lea Crating. And opportunities also come along for Foamcraft to be able to purchase some equipment too to expand what they're able to do.
And what I've found out is every time there's a new piece of equipment, you get to learn to program something new, don't you, Ryan?
Well, that's always the most fun part, just like learning how to drive on the left side of the road, shifting with my left hand.
The shipping industry has really changed, and I have heard of people ordering something and receiving it the same day. As a packaging company, I'm sure the speed has changed in how quickly you need to get the orders out.
Very much so. Majority of what we do is probably a 48-hour or less turnaround time, and that's just where we're at with the Amazons. And people order something, they want it now. They don't want to wait for a crate to be built. They don't want to wait for a pallet to be made. You better have that stuff ready to go and turn it around quick, because if somebody needs something, they want it now.
Each year on the show, we talk about something new, something unique you are doing, from hockey boxes to shipping jet airplane instrument panels, which are very expensive and very fragile. What is a unique item that you've worked with or worked on in 2018?
One of the things I've been working on, it's in its pretty early stages right now, is actually working doing foam and different types of stuff for athletic stuff, CrossFit, gymnastics. We're starting to work with some of our foam vendors, manufacturers, and work with other people that provide services for like a gymnastics room, and we're able to provide the foam for them, you know, as they outfit a gymnastics facility. Or really what's getting big now is there's facilities for rock climbing, there's facilities for actually quite a few, just went up to one up in the cities, a facility that's all about the Ninja Warrior gyms. It's completely outfitted with all the different stuff that you see on TV, and people go there and they practice that stuff, you know, 7 days a week. So a lot of that stuff has foam to be able to provide cushioning if they fall. So it's been exciting, you know, seeing that world and moving into that world a little bit. It's been fun.
In your industry, each customer you deal with has special needs in regards to what they order from you.
I don't know that we have very many customers that do the exact same thing. We see something different all the time, and our customers come to us with different challenges that they're facing and how to get something from point A to point B. And that's probably one of the funnest things of our industry is helping them problem solve and how to figure out how to get that there.
That's something you guys do really well. Every time I talk to you is if somebody has an idea or a product and they're trying to figure out how to ship it and ship it safely and ship it at a reasonable cost so that they don't have a huge investment in the end of their product being delivered to the customer, you guys can come up with those solutions, and that's really what you do best.
And we try to invest in not only equipment, but relationships with vendors to provide not only the materials, but the way to convert those materials into a cost-effective solution. Because without that, we'd have to turn away a lot of people because we wouldn't have a cost-effective solution. We have very good relationships with vendors, buying materials direct from manufacturers, not having to purchase it, you know, somewhere with a middle guy. And we carry 50-plus different styles of foams, a lot of different types of wood products, a lot of different ways of converting that. It really allows us to hone in on what that customer needs.
Now with the two locations, Foamcraft Packaging in Owatonna and Albert Lee Crating, this is really cliche, but you really are now the one-stop shop for all your packaging needs.
We like to believe so, not only with the materials that we provide, but the wide range of different expertises, you know, that we're able to incorporate into design, getting the best possible solution to our customers.
What is the best way to contact Albert Lee Crating?
Best way to contact Albert Lee Crating would be to either call the telephone number or to email. The email is sales@alcrating.com. The telephone number, 507-377-3907.
And what is the best way to contact Foamcraft Packaging in Owatonna?
The best way to contact Foamcraft Packaging would be to send an email to sales@foamcraftpackaging.com or to simply call Foamcraft at 507-455-2893.
Ryan, it's always great to hear the new and innovative things you have each year when we get together, and thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show.
Thanks for having me, Clayne.
Why does the Ron Hornaday race team use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
Well, yeah, you're talking to the right guy with using it. Yeah, Ben and the whole Walker family has been part of our family for a long time. We've known them for a long time. And then when Ben started the Walker Performance Filtration System, we definitely had to try it. And then, I mean, he's had it on there for the last couple of years. It's been really supportive of what we've been doing in our racing program. We probably ran 30, 35 races with two cars last year. So we got 60-something races on our cars. And, you know, you used the old filter before, and you know, every time you pull it apart, you always had that little dust ring around the top of the carburetor. And the last year and a half, 2 years, we've been using this filtration system for Walker. We haven't had any of that. We've been running two or three races without cleaning it. And unless it's really dusty, we might have to, you know, get two races out of it. But yeah, Ben's been a big help and a big plus to our racing, you know, for ordinary race cars. So I really got to thank Walker Performance Filtration.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Those who work the land and feed the world are exposed to many variables beyond their control. Weather, input costs, and crop prices change daily, weekly, monthly, and from one growing season to the next. Powerlift Doors make concerns about easy ingress and egress and access to your buildings a thing of the past. When you build a new shop, machine storage, processing, or crop input building, be sure to specify Powerlift Doors. Powerlift Doors will give your older farm buildings a new lease on life. Zero headroom Powerlift retrofit doors allow full use of your building wall height to maximize entry clearance. We can often increase the width of door openings that are too narrow for today's equipment. Contact us at 507-374-9306.
Hey, Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad installed, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, please let us know at Wolf & Sons. We have dump trucks, excavators, a backhoe, bulldozer, and a road grader to help you with your large or small projects around your house, farm, or business. Call Wolf & Sons today at 455-3524.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
The big boys with the big toys.
Speaking of big toys, the boys at Dale Enterprises have added an excavator-mounted forestry mulcher to their lineup. This unit will turn your trees, brush, or shrubs on your terraces and waterways into dust. Drainage ditch dredging, site prep, building site demo, complete septic system service, pumping and field drainage. Dale Enterprises, with four generations of experience, are the boys with all the toys. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Call Dale Enterprises today at 685-2148.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by the Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville, Iowa, Bob Baker. And Bob, coming up is the 15th annual Lucas Oil Late Model Knoxville Nationals, September 13th through the 15th. What an incredible event that has become.
It sure is, Clayton. Thanks for having us on the show again today. We've got three great nights of dirt late model stock car racing here in Knoxville, with Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, like you mentioned, the 13th, 14th, and 15th here in Knoxville on a big half-mile track. And we have events going on here inside of our museum as well as underneath the grandstand at Knoxville Raceway for race fans that are coming in for all 3 days. So it's a lot of fun, and the drivers, you know, have a pretty nice deal. They get to park in the infield for three nights, never have to turn a wheel, and get to race for $10,000 on Thursday night, $10,000 on Friday night, and another big $40,000 payday to win on Saturday night. So it's a great purse for all three nights. You know, a lucky person, a lucky driver, a team, they can win all three, walk out of here with $60,000 late Saturday evening after it's all over. And then our museum will be open every day during the Dirt Late Model Nationals until the races are over each night. So race fans can either come in here and watch the races with us, or they can come in, go through the museum, or go through our wonderful museum store that we have, as we were just talking a few minutes ago about all the wonderful books and things that we have for sale for race fans.
Bob, one thing nice about being over at the museum, I hung out there all day, Friday and Saturday, during the Sprint Car Nationals. You never know who you're going to run into. It was incredible, the people I met. And if you are looking to see some of your favorite drivers, that's a great place to take a look. And also, you're going to have Josh Richards over there.
Josh is going to be here at 11:30 on Friday with Dave Arger right up on our second floor, just having, you know, a nice conversation and then a question and answer session with the race fans that are with us. Usually it lasts about an hour, maybe a little over an hour, and that way fans, if they like, can stick around and get Josh's autograph and take their picture with him and have a good time. It's a real easygoing deal. It's not like a corporate event or anything of that nature. It's well done, and Dave Argerbright has done, I think, every one of these since the first Knoxville Late Model Nationals over 14, 15 years ago. So we're looking forward. This will be Josh's first time with us. We've had lots of named drivers with us in the past, and it's just a fun time for the fans to get to know the drivers a little bit better, and a fun time for the drivers to come over and get to spend a little time, you know, with Dave Argerbright and in the museum. Of course, Dave is our National Sprint Car Hall of Fame inductee, who does a lot of the Lucas Oil broadcast for MAV TV. So he's very familiar with all the drivers and what their schedules are and what they're going through and how their seasons are going, if they're having an exceptionally good season or a not-so-well season. So Dave is very much in tune with the late model teams that are racing with the Lucas Oil Series and that will be here at Knoxville for the Knoxville Late Model Nationals. So that should be a lot of fun with Josh. And that's once again coming up on Friday at 11:30 here in the second floor of our museum.
Bob, you also have your 15th annual Knoxville Late Model Nationals auction coming up also.
Yes, we do, and I'm glad you mentioned that. That will be on Saturday at 12 noon here in our museum up on our second floor. All of the dirt late model teams are very gracious with us and provide door panels, hoods, pieces off the race car that are all autographed, in addition to lots of other memorabilia and racing items that we've collected throughout the season here in Knoxville. Those are all auctioned off, both online for the folks that can't make it to the auction here at noon on Saturday, and also the live auction here takes place at the same time at 12 o'clock with a live auctioneer up on our second floor. It's a lot of fun, and usually some of the drivers do come by, talk about the items that they've autographed, and take pictures with the fans who are bidding on them and win the bids to get the items that have been donated. But typically, it's not unusual for us to have the whole second floor, just that one wing, just covered with door panels that are autographed from the different teams that are racing and here with us, you know, here during the Knoxville Dirt Late Model Nationals. And We do share the proceeds on that with the National Dirt Late Model Hall of Fame in Florence, Kentucky. Throughout the years, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum were very proud to mention that we're the largest contributor in donations to the National Dirt Late Model Hall of Fame through our auction that we hold here every year. This will be the 15th year. Again, it's mostly dirt late model autographed items from the race cars and the drivers that are racing, and it all takes place Saturday at 12 noon with Lynn Richard, the former late model driver, who's our auctioneer up on our second floor.
And Bob, I did take advantage of the museum store and stocked up on a few books for winter, so when it's snowing outside, I can be dreaming about racing. And if they're interested in sitting over in the museum, are there still tickets available?
Yes, we do have our suites. You know, as you know very well, that our suites are leased out annually, but not all of our suite holders are able to make it to all the races. So we do sets of two and four and six suite passes that we can sell to the Knoxville Dirt Late Model Nationals here. We just don't have any complete suites that are empty for 20 people. Those were gone a long time ago, you know, with the people who've been coming for years and years and managed to talk to some of our suite holders who don't come to the Late Model Nationals and work out deals with them. But we do still have a few suite passes left, so I encourage anybody that's looking to sit both outside on the balcony and inside in one of the suites to give me a call anytime here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame Museum. We do have a toll-free number, 800-874-4488, and they can just ask for me, Bob Baker, when they call, and I'd be glad to help them with any information or if they are looking to watch the races from here in Turn 2 with us.
Bob, thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thanks, Clayne. It's always fun being with you, and hope everybody that's on their way to Knoxville is getting ready for a great 3 nights of dirt late model stock car racing.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers Car Care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers Car Care Products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
Rhino Ag offers the most complete rear blade line in the industry. Whether your tractor has 30 or 300 horsepower, Rhino offers a blade to accomplish any task. Don't settle for cheap imitations. Buy Rhino, building the best since 1934. Pull what the pros pull, a Rhino. Check out the full line at rhinoag.com.
Winning drivers rely on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Mativs, offering race fuel technology for your daily driver. Increase fuel mileage and restore power to your streetcar with VP's fuel system cleaner. Or give your race car a boost with VP's Octanium, improving your fuel's octane by up to 8 numbers and giving you the throttle response your performance car was built to deliver. That's VP Mativs, available at your local AutoZone store or at VPRacingFuels.com.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Tony Veneziano from SLS Promotions. And Tony, you are racing at the Clay County Fair in Spencer, Iowa. What a cool location. I love the old-time grandstands, and there's nothing like being at the fair.
There's not. I mean, the atmosphere in itself. I mean, to see the Ferris wheel in the background, you know, it's coming off of, it's turns 3 and 4 when you look off to the distance, you know, especially when it gets dark, it's all lit up with the Ferris wheel and the other rides and just all the fair. I mean, it's neat. You smell all the food grilling and you see everybody just walking around. So it's a great atmosphere. Like you said, Clayne, it is an old-time type atmosphere. You know, it's not too many places anymore that have big-time racing events during the fair, and Clay County still is one that does. So it's always fun to go there.
Tony, the SLS group always does a great job promoting races, and we always have a great time when we attend. What can fans expect to see on September 14th?
A lot of racing. It's three divisions, again, similar to last year. It's called the Sprint Car Triple Header, so we're going to have the IRA Sprint Cars. That's the 410 Wing Sprint Car Series that's based in the Wisconsin and Illinois area, so that'll be the headline division. And then we'll also have 360 wing sprint cars, just like last year, and then non-wing sprint cars. So it's pretty neat in the fact that, you know, not a lot of people in that area get to see sprint cars, and let alone non-wing sprint cars. So I think that's kind of a draw in itself, because it's unique when you have a sprint car without the wing, and people who don't see them, they get to see a little different type and form of racing.
And the neat thing with the IRA division, I just seen over the Labor Day weekend that Tony Stewart was running with them, so you never know who's going to show up.
That's true. You never do. You know, and you know, a lot of the guys from like the Knoxville area, Terry McCarl and some of those guys traditionally come up for the Spencer Fair race because their season's done over at Knoxville. So, yeah, you get a wide mix of guys, especially from the Midwest. You get some of the Indiana and Illinois guys come over, obviously the Wisconsin guys who follow the IRA. So last year there was 32 cars in the 410 IRA portion of the event. So I would expect probably around the same number of cars this year. And like you said, you never know, you know, who else might show up.
And there is a lot of great seating. You can either sit in the open-air bleachers or you can sit under the grandstand and enjoy the event. My suggestion would be to get down there early, enjoy some fair food, and head into the races on Friday night, September 14th. If they'd like to buy tickets ahead of time or find out more information, what's the best way to do that, Tony?
You can go to claycountyfair.com. They're handling all the ticketing, so right there at claycountyfair.com, it has a link that takes you to their ticket site, and you can get your tickets in advance. You get them on race day as well. You can get them to walk right up to the gate. But like you said, great seating. I mean, a beautiful grandstand there. It holds a ton of people. So, you know, no matter where you sit, you got a good seat over there.
There's not a bad seat in the house. And, Tony, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on The Dirt Show.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Clay.
Extreme powder coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag, you can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the city of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the outdoor dream team, Duradoc and Cabela's in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
It's time for back to school. Hi, this is Kevin from the Owatonna Auto Clinic. Let our experienced mechanics give your son or daughter's vehicle a bumper-to-bumper inspection. The Owatonna Auto Clinic will diagnose any potential issues that'll have your phone ringing for help at the worst possible time. Plus a peace of mind, safety features, check of tires, wipers, and lights, and get your kids back out on the road with confidence. Stop by the Owatonna Auto Clinic today at 902 Hoffman Drive or give us a call at 451-1950.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, brought to you by Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And throughout our 11th season of The Dirt Show, you will hear Speed on the Air giving you great cooking tips to impress all of your buddies out at the racetrack and campgrounds with some simple recipes that will make any chef an amazing chef. You just celebrated two major milestones, one of them being 40 years with Cookies Barbecue Sauce. And what was the second one?
Well, turning the big 80. It's been quite a fun time. I can remember when I was 16 and drag racing and doing all those fun things. Why, I think I could have taken a lottery and had probably 1,001 odds that I'd never make it to 20, let alone 80, you know. It's been a fun go, though, being able to do all the things that I've done in those 80 years, from building racing engines to driving half-mile dirt track to driving a Richard Petty driving experience down at the Kansas Speedway and being a Ford Mercury car dealer for a few years and now in the sauce all the time.
You've packed more into 80 years than most people could get in 160.
That's what I'm working on, is I'm planning on working full-time till I'm 140 and then go part-time at 140. But somebody said, Bede, you're not going to make it to 140. And I guess I'm trying to figure out, I said, well, what do you know that I don't know? I mean, why wouldn't I live till 140?
Speed, you've got an awesome recipe for chili.
Here's a great one, Klain, for that. It's a real quick and easy chili. What you do is just take a couple pounds of ground beef and a half a cup of chopped onion, and then teaspoon to 2 teaspoons of our flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning, and just throw that in a pan and brown it down. Then I take 2 large cans of whole tomatoes, core them out and crush them up a little bit, throw them in there with that ground beef and chopped onion and flavor enhancer, and then 2 cans of kidney beans, and I don't drain them. And then I throw in 1 jar of Cookies mild or medium premium salsa, one of those 16-ounce jars. Throw that in there, stir that through, and let it heat through good. I'll tell you what, you got a super chili, and if you want to throw a little sour cream or chopped up onions on top of it, needless to say, that's for your own desires. But it's quick and it's easy and it's mighty tasty.
You take a pot of that to opening night at the races, you'll be the most popular trailer in the pits.
Yeah, you better make a pretty big pot of it, though.
Speed, if they'd like to find out more about your products, how can they do that?
Well, just go to cookiesbbq.com. If you don't have one of our recipe books, that recipe there happens to be on page 37 of the Cookies Cookbook. If you want to get a cookbook, why, just tell them you want the Klain special. Send me a check for $10. Normally it's $15 plus shipping, but just send a check for $10 down to Speed, P.O. Box 458 in Wall Lake, Iowa, with a zip of 51466. And as always, smart cookies use cookies.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and WSOTA parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at fagersracing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
This is Mark at Craig Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're on the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Craig Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
This is your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Kossuth County Speedway in Algona, Iowa is done for the season. The 2018 Modified Track Champion Nick Meyer will be coming up on the Dirt Show in a couple weeks. In the stock cars, Chad Palmer, Sport Mod Track Champion Matthew Loaf, Hobby Stocks Bryce Summerfield, Cruisers, Zach Vader, and in the Sport Compacts, Jay DeVries. KRA Speedway in Wilmer was racing last Thursday night, August 30th, in the Modified A Main. Don Eichens over Brian Haben. In the B Modified, Shane Howell over Brandon Merworth. In the Mod 4s, Tyler Larson over Jamie Flicklinger. In the Pure Stocks, Bruce Labs over Taylor Gerberich. In the Sport Compacts, Justin Skalitsky over Matthew Dittman. In the Street Stocks, Jeff Krause over Danny Richards. And in the Super Stocks, Dave Moss over Tommy Richard. We were at Chateau Raceway in Lansing, Minnesota last Friday night, August 31st. Had a great night sitting in Turn 4 and had the opportunity to sit right next to 84-year-old racing legend Dave Noble. In the A-Modified feature, it was Jason Cummins over Adam Hansel. In the B-Modifieds, Ryan Gergen over Drew Williams. In the Hornets, Brian Adams over Ashley Bell. In the Pure Stocks, Chris Hovtech over Jesse Stahl in the street stocks, Zach Elward over Ken Adams, and in the USRA B mods, Scott Demmer over AJ Hoff. The Jackson Motorplex in Jackson, Minnesota was also racing Friday night, August 31st, night one of the Jackson 360 Nationals. In a 25-lap A main, it was Jack Dover over Eric Lutz. In the 360 non-wing sprint car A main, Alex Schriever over Clinton Bruns. Saturday night was night two at the Jackson Motorplex. In the 25-lap sprint A main, the 11X of Greg Baker over Lee Gross. And in the 360 non-wing sprint cars, Brandon Stevenson over Jeremy Kurzman. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was also racing last Saturday night, September 1st, in the A-modified A-main. Brent Holum over Brady Gertis. In the B-modifieds, Travis Sir over Randy Lang. In the late models, it was Cole Schill over Don Shaw. In the super late models, Dustin Bloom over Ben Wolden. In the pure stocks, Jesse Waldorf over Tanner Horn. And in the street stocks, Jeff Krause over Justin Vogel. Ogilvie Raceway also hosted their Fall Harvest Special last Saturday night, September 1st, in a 30-lap modified A main, Landon Atkinson over Jeremy Nelson. In the B modifieds, Eric Lamb over Jason Vandekamp. In the Mod 4s, Tyler Larson over Dean Larson. In the Sport Compacts, Jake Smith over Matthew Dittman. In the street stocks, Kyle Howland over Colby Kyle. In the super stocks, it was Dave Moss over Dexton Cook. Arlington Raceway was also racing Saturday night, September 1st, in the IMCA Hobby Stock A main. Corey Probst over Brad Becker. In the sport compact, Scott Porter over Alex Dostal. In the sport mods, Matthew Loaf over Jeff Carter. Winners in the carts were Alexander Hartle, Joey Reimers, and Carter Holmquist. In the A-modified A-main, Brandon Beckendorf over Dalton Meggers. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Andrea Kuchel over Kyle Ropke. In the stock cars, Rick Meese over Dan McIntoon. Deer Creek Speedway was also racing last Saturday night, September 1st, with the USMTS Modified Touring Series on hand. Johnny Scott winning the A-main and wraps up the season championship over Stormy Scott. In the Wasota Street Stocks, it was Dustin Doty over Nicholas Schwabach. Also, the Deer Creek Slingshot track champions for 2018, Cody Wagner in the junior division with 7 feature wins, and Gage Model and Joe Chisholm tie for the senior Slingshot track championship. Viking Speedway was racing last Sunday night, September 2nd, in the A-mods, Brent Holum over Jason Thonis. In the B-modifieds, Travis Schur over Jason Hoffman. In the dirt late models, Don Shaw over Mike Balkeen. In the pier stocks, Tanner Horn over Joe Martin. In the street stocks, Justin Vogel over Justin Taman. And in the super stocks, Dave Moss over Josh Zimple. We were at Jackson Motorplex on Sunday night, September 2nd, for the finale of the 360 Jackson Nationals. In the 30-lap A-main, Jack Dover over Thomas Kennedy. And in the 360 non-wing sprint car A-main, Jeremy Kurzman over Alex Schriever. Madison Speedway in Madison, Minnesota hosted a Monday Labor Day special. In the A-modified A-main, Shane Sabraski over Brian Haben. In the B-modifieds, Cody Lee over Josh Regatz. In the economy late models, DJ Tesh over Chris Wilkie. In the sport compacts, Adam Vanderstein over Brent Engler. In the stock cars, Ron Hawkinson over Abby Hacker. In the street stocks, Justin Vogel over Kyle Dykoff. And in the super stocks, Ryan Flatten over Dave Moss. The ARCA Racing Series was also on MAV TV on Monday, September 3rd, at the 1 Mile Dirt Track at the Illinois State Fair in Des Moines, Illinois. Logan Seavey takes the victory over Will Kimmel.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new.
and we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.